Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Order of Brothellingham. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where the vaults of knowledge open up and we delve into the fascinating corners of human history, culture, and the oddities of our world. Today, we're journeying into the past, to a time of deep-rooted traditions and secret societies, with a twist of mystique and perhaps a dash of mischievousness. We're talking about the Order of Brothellingham, a little-known, perhaps even forgotten, order that once whispered in the corridors of history. Now, I know what you're thinking. Order of what now? Trust me, I had the same reaction. This is one of those topics you stumble upon while falling down a Wikipedia rabbit hole at 2 a.m. But that's exactly why we're here, to shine light on the lesser-known pages of history. So picture this. It's the medieval times, and secret societies and orders are all the rage. You've got your Knights Templar, your Freemasons, and then there's the Order of Brothellingham, a name that doesn't roll off the tongue quite as seamlessly. In fact, it sounds like a place where one might enjoy a hearty stew with a side of rye bread. But no, it's an order that purportedly had its own unique niche. The Order of Brothellingham is indeed a symbol of how mystery can enshroud an organization's true purpose and history. The scant records suggest that it may have been a chivalric order, not unlike the more famous ones of its time. These were groups of knights who bound themselves by certain social and military codes. Typically, they were formed to protect pilgrims, hold territories, or carry out charitable endeavors. However, with Brothellingham, the details get murkier than a moat around a fortress. Its origins, objectives, membership all seem shrouded in a fog as thick as a London pea souper. What's more, the name suggests a certain lightheartedness, a playfulness that wasn't standard fare for the chivalric orders you'd typically hear about. This could imply that the Order of Brothellingham was more of a social club or a fellowship, perhaps with satirical undertones poking fun at the pompous nature of more traditional orders. I want you to pause for a minute. Imagine you're living in a time when the order of the day was to be serious, to defend, to be honorable, to uphold chivalrous conduct. And then, here comes this group of individuals, maybe jesting knights, who decide to form an order that might have had a laugh at all that sternness. How would you perceive them? As innovators of social commentary? As the Monty Python of their time? It's an intriguing thought, isn't it? Now let's add another layer to this enigmatic tale, the relationship between such orders and the concept of power. Chivalric orders often held substantial influence, both militarily and politically. If the Order of Brothellingham indeed followed this model to some degree, could it have been a more subtle exercise in influence peddling? Might they have gathered under the guise of humor and camaraderie to sway the decisions of the powers that be? It's a tantalizing possibility that adds depth to an already curious subject. But every discussion of hidden societies inevitably includes the topic of secrecy. The Order of Brothellingham, despite being less known than its famous counterparts, also seems to have dipped its quill in the ink of clandestine conduct. Secrets can serve many purposes. They can protect, they can include, they can exclude, and they can certainly intrigue. What secrets might the Order of Brothellingham have kept? What vows did they take, if any, and to what end did they strive in their confidential gatherings? As we grapple with these thoughts, let's not forget the appeal of secrecy. It has an undeniable allure, laced with the potential for knowledge, power, and sometimes just the thrill of the hidden. Could the Order of Brothellingham have capitalized on this allure, drawing members with promises of enlightenment or community, all safeguarded behind a veil of mystery? It's important, too, to recognize the role historical context plays in our understanding or misunderstanding of such orders. Over time, narratives get lost, documents perish, and what we're left with are fragments, little islands of information adrift in a sea of speculation. And yet, these remnants tantalize us, calling us to piece together a puzzle whose picture we can only guess at. My fellow knowledge seekers, as we near the end of today's journey, I encourage you to ponder the fabric of our history's tapestry. Think about how organizations like the Order of Brothelingham contribute threads to the bigger picture, even when their patterns are obscured and their colors have faded. I leave you with this provocation. How does the existence of such an arcane and enigmatic group challenge our perceptions of the past? What does their hidden influence, or perhaps just the illusion of it, tell us about the intersections of power, secrecy, and society? Don't let the conversation end here. Share your theories, your curiosity, or any morsels of knowledge you might dig up about the Order of Brothelingham on your own. Beware, fellow explorers, you may just find yourself captivated by the mystery of it all. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia. Until next time, let us all remain open-minded as we continue to explore the ever-winding corridors of human knowledge and experience.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Order of Brothelingham. Thanks for listening. See you next time.